Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame, and I saw the Dune movie. I saw this movie, and I'm going to be real witches. I did not know anything about the books. I mean, I've looked in like a little quick summary thing about it, and I was like, all right, whatever. I remember watching a little bit of the old movie that basically was like really, really fucking bad. It looked terrible. I didn't like it. Like none of it was interesting whatsoever. So needless to say, the fact that they were making another one, I was like, really? Do you need to? So honestly, I went in expecting absolutely fucking nothing. So much to my dismay, I was pleasantly surprised. The movie was really, really good to me. I actually really liked it. I enjoyed every minute of it. And with an over 2 hour long runtime, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Me being basically engaged in everything that's going on and liking it, like that's fucking awesome. So, this movie was very well done. The music and the score was really good. The overall look and aesthetic of everything. Having such fantastic set pieces while keeping everything drab and dreary and just kind of depressing, even when they were in like the home world of the good guys, even that place just seemed like, ugh. But everyone felt that way because there was nothing positive going on about anything that was happening. There was no good news for everything that was going on. Nothing is meant to be like, yay, in this entire movie. And I like that. The concept of the characters, the way how they built them, showcased them and had them do things, even the main character himself, Poe, all of that was done nice to me. Like, it was done in a very nice and, a good way. Like, I honestly was loving each and every character that I knew was going to get killed, because it was like, they were constantly setting up flags that like, yo, these people are going to fucking die. But as the movie kept going on and showing them and things like that, I was like, wow, I don't want them to die. And that's crazy. But that goes to show you exactly how good, well, writing actually does. I would say like, I wish that they would have fleshed out Poe a little bit more. Like, you got to see him actually have more of a personality. Like, he really didn't come off as anything throughout the movie. It was like sometimes he was nice if he needed to be nice, and it was like he was kind when he needed to be kind. But he's like, majority of the movie is just him basically asking questions and then kind of frittering along. So I would have liked it if it seemed like a lot of the things that was going on, a lot of things he did, just he just had his own presence, you know, like there was something keeping him separate from a typical chosen one. But now to the counter argument to that, I loved him as a main character. Like I said, I wish he had more personality, meaning that I just wanted to see him do more. But as a character, God, was he a breath of fresh air. I loved him. I loved him so much. Because he was not the typical dad. I'm your firstborn. I'm a prince. Let me do whatever. You know, some Lion King shit. No. Nor was he the hot-headed, impetuous, you know, he's young, but eventually he will learn because he has to become king. No. He was actually what a person in that role would you surmise them to be, you know? Not the aforementioned exception to the rule of like a noble house or a noble calling or like princes, kings and shit like that. Someone who's spoiled or someone who essentially can't see the forest for the trees or someone who just can identify simple shit, but instead act in a cliche manner that lets you know, well, this is going to get them in trouble later on. Like some Marty McFly being called chicken type shit. And it's like, no, that's not who he was. He actually understood his role, knew what his role was, and then he accepted gracefully. Hell, they had a point in the movie where he asked to go to the other planet that they were already about to go to. And then once his father explained to him what the situation was, that was taken away. We didn't get him trying to sneak aboard the ship to stealthily go to the place which would have caused the calamity of different shit to happen afterwards. No, he did what he was told. And that I like that. I like that he was that kind of person, that he understood. He could see the forest for the trees, you know? He could tell the difference. He was someone who understood. And I was like, yes, I might want to do this, but I can't. I shouldn't. It's not the right thing. And it's like, I might feel that this is the best way to go, but at the same time, I'm doubting myself. So a typical human fucking thing. So I really liked his character. I really did. I really liked, like I said, I just wish they would have did more with him because you would have seen more. But I love the way how he was, how in times where essentially everyone is all high strung, he was far more giving out the kinder hand. And just simple things that were done throughout the movie exacerbated his role as what is being perceived as like a brand new messiah to these people that he's being introduced. That's all along with the story. I don't really want to fucking explain that because you could see 1,001 YouTubers or whoever fucking do a review for this movie and talk about the story or anything like that. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to gush about the things that I liked and try to give a good enough explanation as I can throughout this. Because it is, there's a lot going on, but it's simple, which is good, but there was just a lot going on in the movie. And honestly, it wasn't that hard to keep up with it. Which I applaud in terms of storytelling, because when you have shit like that, where you have this world and you have to deal with world building and whatnot, but you also have the downside of essentially, you know, people not understanding or seeing this world the way how you see it, which is why you have to explain it, and it being done gracefully in a movie when they're exchanging dialogue and showing characters how things are done, and you have it happen to where you're not blatantly just sitting there going, this is like some whack ass exposition, and it's like, let's just deal with this exposition shit, here we go, over and over and over again, you know. But it's like, the movie itself made it far more interesting because it was being presented in a way that essentially was the smart way of dealing with exposition, where essentially the characters are learning about it the same time you are. So it's not shit that's being repeated over and over and over again to just try and drive it home exactly what it means. And I love that. I like that. I like that it did that. There literally was like one character who broke that chain of command and honestly made like the situation kind of like, dude, stop talking. And it was the what's her name? Zendaya. It was her character, but I'm going to get to that later. So I actually enjoyed the movie. I liked the world building. The effects were amazing. The set pieces were grand. The like I said, the score, that Amazon yell shit that was on the trailer. I thought we was going to get a repeat of when Zack Snyder did his little redid Justice League. That was just kind of like, what the fuck? When it came with that goddamn Amazon yell that was just everywhere and it was just really stupid. We didn't get that. Yay. What we got was actually cleverly and well-placed moments of that yell to where it actually hyped me up when shit was happening. And I was like, hey, like, she's playing my song, so what's about to happen? And it's like, and I was like, I liked it, and I was like, okay, so something's going on, something about to happen. And it was tribal. It had a tribal feel to it, which was cool considering that you're looking at a story and a concept of characters that are in the future. But yet it is a simplistic, barbaric kind of revenge type of situation going on, or betrayal of houses, or manipulation and diplomacy or politics and whatnot. And I like that, you know, and it's like a simple thing to understand, but it's being done in a grandiose way. Fantastic. Even the bad guys knew that they were being played, but at the same time, they wanted it. So they did it. It's like, I like that. I applaud them on that. And I was like, hey, I know we're being used, but at the same time, this is something that works in our favor. So it was like, let's get played. So cool. Cool that it did that. Great that it did that. The different attributes, powers, interesting. designs and stuff like that was just all around cool to me. I like the action that they had in the movie, which wasn't boring, or like there wasn't too much of it, and there wasn't too little of it to where I wasn't interested in anything that was going on. I was actually fascinated by the world itself and just basic simple shit. There was never really a dull moment in the entire movie. And it was just and it was just really enjoyable for me. Now let's get to the bad, because I'm trying to think of anything else good that I can think of, but nah. Let's get to the bad. Let's get to what Daniel didn't like. Zendaya's character was annoying. She was annoying for the small little parts that she was in the movie. But considering the fact that she was just so, there was just so much of her when she herself wasn't really there. I felt like they could have cut out a bunch of the dream sequences where Poe, the main character, was dreaming about her in exchange for more development with his character. When she did appear, what I loved is the fact that Poe didn't like approach her and was like, you're the girl for my dreams. No, he was being like a normal dude. Like, if I do that, that's going to freak her out. It's going to be weird as shit, and I don't want to do that. But instead, you got to understand, and you also were told that essentially he can see things before they happen. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that is how they turn out. It's just that he just has visions of the future. But it's not really for sure that that's going to be what the future is. Hopefully when they do like the next movie, if they get okay to do the next movie, they further develop that, or they, you know, add on to it, because you kind of get a moment of something happening within the movie to where it was like, well, I thought he was having visions of this person, but it's like, now this person is dead. So what does that mean? And it's like, if it concludes to where it was like, it's that case, you know, that'd be interesting, to where it's like, yo, I'm having visions, but they might lead me astray because I can't really trust them. You know, can't love these hoes. So I like that. Now, with Zendaya's character, she kind of came out of the gate just antagonistic towards the main character. And it was like, granted, she was at that time against him when the movie started. I mean, not when the movie started, but when she appeared. But having her be like this person that's constantly following him around, asking him questions and talking to him and a demeaning tone and shit like that, telling him like, hey, you're gonna die, you know, you're gonna fight this guy, you're gonna die, but it'll be an honorable death, he's a good fighter, it's gonna be quick. Just absolutely no reason for her to do this at all, no reason for her to make these remarks or say anything or make these weird baseless judgments and nothing like that. But it's like, throughout her time in the movie, that's all she did. She just gave away weird exposition. She gave exposition when it was unnecessary. She talked about the little tooth dagger after it was obvious what the fuck it was when it was first mentioned in the movie. And I was like, why is she explaining what this is? And I was like, I would have loved if the main character was like, I know what this is. And it was like, I got it. And I was like, thank you, though. And it just kind of showed her like, you know, and then like when he did do the things that she was like, oh, like, no, you're going to die when you do this. And it was like, and then he defied her expectations. I was like, yo, put some fucking emotion on her face. Let her see, like, hey, you know, I was wrong about this guy. But just comes out of the gate, I don't believe you're the, like, the Messiah guy that we keep talking, that I keep hearing about, and I don't really believe it, but, you know, whatever, you're just a kid. And it's like, get your head out of your ass. And it's like, you came out the gate bitchy, and I don't like it. I don't like it. It seemed unnecessary for a character to be like that, especially with the story itself progressing so smoothly up until that point, her being thrown in and then acting as if this kind of monkey wrench to the progression of everything just was weird. It really was just weird. And I was like, I get that she's important to him because of the dreams and everything like that, but it's like, it seems like she's kind of forcing her way into being important rather than it naturally flowing that way. It would have made more sense if she was one of the more, she was one of the other background sand people watching the duels and whatnot and just not speaking. But then as shit progresses and as time goes on, then like, hey, he gets to know her and whatnot. But rather than just she, like, he just popped up and then she was the one that's like, hey, off-worlder, what does this do? You know, just weird, just really, really weird. Thankfully, it was at the end of the movie, but still, I didn't like it. Now, Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like realistically, that was the only problem I really had with the movie. I'm not saying it's a perfect movie. I'm not saying that at all. Like I said, it seems like there was an abundance of scenes or moments or parts that could have just been like shortened a little bit because it was like they're just harping on it way too long. But to counter that argument, there were just fantastic cinematography shots that they had within this movie that I just was like, that's fucking cool. Just a multitude of different things. It was like, yo, that was just fucking awesome. Showing the ship rise out of the water. It was like, didn't need to have that shot, but it was fucking cool. And it was like, all right. So like I said, it's definitely a movie that's worth watching. I know for a fact that I actually will buy it. I'm kind of on the fence because I'm wondering, and it's like, hey, should I get it before I see the rest of the movie? But then again, it's like, hey, you did that with Infinity War. You didn't buy Endgame. So yeah, go ahead, treat yourself. So I definitely will be getting the Dune movie when it comes out. Again, pleasantly surprised. Did not expect me to like it as much as I did, but I did. I had a good time watching it and I enjoyed it. So yeah, I definitely recommend going to check it out. It was a good movie worth watching, and I like and I'm and then like now I'm thinking about it. I wonder if like people's arguments and things like that are going to be, we didn't have no woke nonsense and blah 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 blah. And I was like, no, that's neither here nor there. That's not really necessary to what we got going on. It really shouldn't be because, like I said, the movie was actually really fucking good. Like it was really good. It was really good. It's cool that it had a whole birthright thing with the main character like inheriting a house, but then at the same time his mother being a part of her own little thing. And then I was like, yeah, and it was like, just because your dad is something doesn't mean that your mom isn't something else. And I was like, yeah, you have two birthrights. So, and then he had to deal with what his mom birthright was. And I like that. I like that concept that he's like, mixing the pot a little bit. Even how he's portrayed and how they kind of bring about him. He's almost like a makeshift made messiah, unbeknownst to him, but kind of something that the mom was just hoping could possibly happen. And it's kind of coming true, but really the movie itself, like the rest of the movies, would have to pave the way in showing, like, is it true or is this all bullshit? But for the most part, I actually, like I said, I really enjoyed it. I wish I could sum it up in better words or anything like that, but as it is known, I tend to have less things bad to talk about something when I actually like it, but most people do. So I'm gonna leave it at that. So this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, hope you had fun.